Sound off! Sound off! Sound off for Chesterfield! Main standard and Godspeed too! Both the chrome will follow through! Veteran out on the old schedule!
Sound off!
For Chesterfield!
Sound off!
For Chesterfield!
Tie your pack at Chesterfield!
Do it!
Today!
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Bears, and Bing's guest, Miss Dinah Shore. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this being National Apple Week, it gives me great pleasure to present our delicious master of ceremonies who tells jokes that are pippins, your crunchy crooner, Bing Crosby. Oh.
Hey, Sam. Apple Week or no. Apple Week or no, don't you be such a wine sap.
Well, don't you be such a crab, Apple.
Don't get... Ooh. Don't you get saucy either.
Oh, no.
I guess we've emptied the theater, haven't we? You're still with us?
Bing, you know, tonight is Halloween.
I know it. You notice my costume?
You're a cinch for the grand prize. Frighten the kids from here to Vancouver. Bing, I really get excited on Halloween.
I go away.
Oh, tonight's the night when hobgoblins and banshees prowl the earth.
Banshees and hobgoblins.
Why, sure. You know, weird images and strange dancing figures come out of nowhere and frighten you in your own home.
Aren't those ballets on TV murder?
Every night is Halloween on television.
I'm all set, Ken. I'm all set for Halloween.
What do you mean?
Well, before I left for the broadcast, I took the front gate off the hinges.
Mm-hmm.
I put the port swing up on the roof. I soaked the windshield on Dixie's station wagon and let all the air out of the tires. Now let them come.
You didn't have to go to all that bother, Bing. Children aren't rowdies on Halloween anymore. Nowadays, it's just trick or treat. Kids have changed.
Well, maybe kids have, but I haven't. I had more fun.
Boy, are you going to catch it when you get home.
I get a pass tonight. After all, it's Halloween. It's wonderful. It makes little boys of all of them.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I'll bet that right now, President Truman is soaping a big heart on Senator Taft's window.
And possibly Senator Taft is over at Blair House putting a tack on the piano bench. Halloween is such fun.
You know, Bing, I think there's a lot of truth in this spooky stuff about Halloween. You know, witches and everything.
Well, there sure is.
Well, yes. When I came in the stage door tonight, I'll swear I saw a banshee.
We saw a banshee?
Yes, sir. This was a regular banshee. A real, honest-to-goodness banshee.
Yes.
A little Irish character with a high-pitched voice.
I didn't know Morton Downey was in town.
Probably just flew in by microwave.
Oh, yes. Say, Ken, while we're still hot on the subject of the wailing of the banshee, I think I should sing something. Yes,
that,
sir. I note the opening number. Here's a thing called Painting the Clouds with Sunshine.
Painting the Clouds with
Sunshine. For this type of work, I use a brush with a handle 3 or 4 miles long. Mr. Charlie, will you pass me my palette?
Pretend I'm gay, I never feel that way. I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. When I hold back a tear, just to make a smile appear, I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. Painting the blue, beautiful hues, colored with gold and old rose. Playing the clown, trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look bright, they'll all turn out all right if I keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
tender gaze. Feel that way, just keep on praying about God's big sunshine. Hold back a tear, make the smile appear.
I'll just keep painting the clouds with sunshine. Painting the blue, beautiful hue, colored with gold and old rose. Stay in the clouds, trying to drown all of my woes.
Though
things may not look bright, they'll all turn out all right. If I keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
Hey there, just paint up the clouds. Just keep painting the clouds.
Yes, I'll keep painting the clouds.
Paint them with sunshine.
Friends, try Chesterfield's today and get something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield Mildness Plus, no unpleasant aftertaste.
Over 1,500 prominent tobacco growers say Chesterfield's delightful aroma tells you that Chesterfield's smell milder and smoke milder. And one of the most famous industrial research organizations in the world reports, and I quote, "Of the leading brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the taste panel found no unpleasant aftertaste."
Yep, smokers everywhere are finding out that Chesterfield Mildness Plus, no unpleasant aftertaste, is what they want. How about you? Next time you buy cigarettes,
sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields.
Do it.
Today.
Here's a wistful little song. I really have the considerable courage to attempt singing this after hearing Louis Armstrong's great record. But I must have material.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancy, I'll be with you, weaving making believe they're true. Give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
Won't you give me your lips for just a moment? And my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone is, a kiss to build a dream on.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now, here's a delightful task. Really a chore that I adore. One of the most charming and talented girls in show business, the Nashville Nightingale, Miss Dinah Shore.
Thank you, Bing, for that lovely introduction. How'd you ever think of Nashville Nightingale?
Just came to me as you walked in.
So poetic. What's your favorite billing?
I like to be known as the Tacoma Titmouse. Before I forget it, Dinah, I want to tell you that I caught you on Hope's television show a couple of weeks ago. You were great. Oh. Dynamite. Smashing.
Thank you.
Yes,
you wasn't it funny when Hope boxed with Jack Dempsey?
I wonder if Bob's got his breath back there.
Let's call him and find out, huh?
Okay, I'll phone him. Listen in here, Dinah.
Thank you.
Hardly worth it, I guess. Phone calls costing a dime now.
Burst the charges.
Mm.
Hello? Hope's residence.
Hello, Miss Hughes. This is Bing Crosby speaking. May I speak to Mr. Hope?
Here he is, Mr. Crosby.
Why, he's still out of breath.
Oh, no, that can't be Bob.
Well, that ain't the super chief.
Well, no wonder he's still winded. Jack Dempsey punched him in the tummy.
Tummy? You going to call a vast expanse like that a tummy? That's a South 40.
How can you kid about it? Bob was in pain.
Certainly he was in pain. He got hit where it hurt, right in the money belt. Crazy.
And you know something?
What?
Mr. Dempsey cut his knuckles.
Yeah, well, it was probably on the coin changer. But enough of old sorghum sides, Dinah. Why don't you sing a song for the folks?
Yeah, all right.
Huh? What are you going to do?
I only have eyes for you.
Oh, one of my favorite songs. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Dinah Shore, the Nashville Nightingale, singing I Only Have Eyes for You.
I'll start out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if you're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so mine. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so nice. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. I only have eyes for
arrangement.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Say, Dinah, you just finished a picture over at Paramount, haven't you?
That's right. Just finished a picture called Erin Flick from Puck and Crick.
Gosh, I should think a bright young girl like you would make a comedy.
Well, Aaron Slick from Pumpkin Creek isn't exactly streetcar named Desire.
This is amazing. I can't understand Paramount putting the Nashville Nightingale in such a picture as that.
Kind of a picture think I ought to do? A Western?
No, you should do a Southern.
Well, we can do a Southern right now. Mm-hmm. All we need is a boy and a girl.
That's us.
Yeah. And a tobacco plantation and a steamboat and 4 or 5 miles of the Mississippi River with weeping willows dunking the tips of their branches therein. Mm-hmm. And some mint juleps with a couple of kernels dunking therein.
Where did I get my hand
on that? Let's see here. A couple of half a dozen hound dogs and 400 or 500 people to pick the tobacco.
Well, gal, inasmuch as this isn't television, we are ready to go at a saving of millions of dollars.
You're so right, Bing. A play like this would be impossible on television.
It may hit a few snags here, too. What part do I play, Miss Diner?
Well, I think you ought to be a dashing adventurer. A man who tramples on ladies' hearts. In other words, a heel.
This will strain my acting ability to the utmost. Because really, I'll force myself, though.
Yeah, you'll make it.
Gee, Miss Diner, I can already pitch. What do you mean?
I pass.
Dinah, I can already picture you and me in this play together. You and me down below the Mason-Dixon line. Will we have some chitlins?
Oh, please, Mr. Crosby. We ain't even married yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present a drama of the Old South entitled The Gambler's Downfall. Or, when she saw the ace fall out of his cup, she tore up her picture of Howard Duff. The part of our heroine, the beautiful Southern Belle, will be played by Miss Dinah Shore. And Mr. Bing Crosby will play the part of a riverboat gambler. I will play the part of the colonel, and the part of the river will be played by Mr. and Mississippi.
Great casting. Great.
Curtain. Overture.
That's an overture.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, ma'am. My, this is a nice house you have.
Thank you, sir. My name is Honeysuckle Hyacinth Nasturtium Hollyhock Oleander Peony Magnolia Rose.
You have a nice garden, too.
A rose by any other name would be much shorter. And what might your name be, stranger?
I am Beauregard Sneed. Here's my card, ma'am.
Thank you. Why, this is the king of hearts.
I'm a gambler, ma'am, both at the gaming tables and in the parlor.
Oh, well, then come right in.
You know, Miss Honeysuckle, you certainly look beautiful in your hoop skirt and your pantaloons with the lace cuffs.
I declare, you look mighty handsome in your pantaloons with the lace cuffs, too.
I'm very dressy.
Step right inside, Mr. Sneed.
Thank you. You sure are a fine-looking gal, Miss Honeysuckle. Where'd y'all come from?
I was bred in Nashville.
Ah, they certainly wrapped you in a nice loaf.
Now, Mr. Sneed, don't you get fresh. I'll call my pappy.
Come here, girl.
Why, Mr. Sneed. I guess I won't call pappy after all.
I have business with you, Pappy, girl.
Oh, that can wait. Come here, Beauregard.
Well, Honeysuckle Hyacinth Hollyhock.
Never mind that. I'm a tiger lily now. Oh, come here, Beauregard.
Oh, no. Pappy, oh, Pappy.
Honeysuckle.
No, Pappy, that man called you.
What man?
That little old man way up yonder on the chandelier.
Why, it's you, Beauregard Sneed from the riverboat.
It ain't Aaron Slick from Pumpkin Creek.
Sneed, what are you doing in my house?
I come to collect, Colonel.
Pappy, you look upset. Is something wrong?
Oh, plenty, Honeysuckle. When I come down from Memphis on the riverboat last time, I played cards with this man, and he won the plantation.
Why, Beauregard Sneed, you're a cad. And to think that not over a minute ago you stole a kiss from me.
Well, you tried to steal it back. That's what you did.
Well, there's the riverboat whistle, Colonel.
Now, if you'll just give me the deed to this here plantation, I'll be sure to know.
Oh, Beauregard, you can't take the plantation from Pappy and me.
This is just plain hard business, Miss Honeysuckle.
Oh, forget about business. Just look at me. Don't I look kind of pretty?
You sure do, Honeysuckle. You're downright ravishing. And that's a right elegant strapless gown you're wearing.
Oh, sure enough.
Shows plenty.
Put your arms around me, Beauregard.
Okay.
Now, close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And put your head right here on my shoulder.
Mm, this is living.
Comfy?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Daughter, as much as we need money, I must insist that you remove your hand from Mr. Sneed's pocket.
Thank you, Colonel. And might I have my diamond stick pin back?
Here you are, sir.
Ouch, not back there. Tell you what, Colonel, I'll make you a proposition. If you allow me Miss Honeysuckle's hand in marriage, I will take her on a riverboat with me, and you can have your old plantation.
You got yourself a deal, Beauregard.
But, Beauregard, I can't leave the old plantation. Just look out the window there. Look at those plants swaying in the breeze.
Mighty pretty.
It's a field of that mild tobacco that I've got sold to the Chesterfield people.
Well, say, what's that bush with the red berries doing out there in the tobacco field?
That ain't a bush with red berries. That's Arthur Godfrey picking tobacco.
Is that what it is? I see Perry Como is toting the sack for him. Say, where's Bob Hope?
Yeah.
He's over there laying in the corner. He still ain't got his breath back.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Well, Miss Honeysuckle, you coming with me on the river boat or not?
No, Beauregard. As much as I love you, I just can't leave Pappy, and I'm staying right here on the old plantation.
I gotta go, Miss Honeysuckle. I miss my boat.
Oh, stay here with us, Beauregard.
No, Miss Honeysuckle, I'm a gambler, and as long as Old Man River rolls along, I just gotta roll everybody that gets on my boat.
Well, I guess we'll never see things the same way.
I reckon not.
I guess we must go separate ways.
Looks like.
That's what it does. I'm staying on the old plantation.
And I'm fixing to roam.
Sell tobacco to Chesterfield.
You'll be the richest gal in creation.
And you'll be in the old gambler's home.
El Rancho Vegas.
Woo-hoo! I love tobacco leaves.
And I love aces up my sleeve.
I love each lovely plant my pappy grew.
I love dice that are loaded.
I love every stem and bud.
And I love blackjack draw and stud.
Three cheers
for the red, white, and blue. A
town
bar, gentle, lift that sail and
a pick
that cotton strung at the banjo, cause the old man the river, well, they just keeps a rolling along. Hold that southern comfort, she
looks to dance for that, the kids walk, make that corn, watch those Yankees
beat your beat on the Mississippi mud, that muddy mud. That's the last whistle. I'm afraid I got to be shoving over.
Oh, but you can't just walk off leaving me all puckered up like this. Haven't you forgotten something?
Nothing I can think of.
Look at me now. You sure you haven't forgotten one little bitty old thing?
Well, by golly, you're right. I forgot the sound off for Chesterfield.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Sound off! Sound off! Sound
bound off for Chesterfield.
Well, get your money on the line for the cigarettes that'll suit you fine. Chesterfield now sets the pace with no unpleasant aftertaste. Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
From smart nightclubs to country stores, the folks are buying them more and more. And I tell everyone I meet that Chesterfield just can't be beat.
Chesterfield.
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 Chesterfield. Chesterfield.
Milder, 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 milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
So here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Yes, here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today.
Lovely melody, now with a very tender lyric, I think. Morning Side of the Mountain, the title of this song. There was a girl, there was a boy. If they had met, they might have found a world of joy. But she lived on the morning side of the mountain. And he lived on the twilight side of the hill. They never met, and they never kissed. And they will never know what happiness they missed. For she lived on the morning side of the mountain, and he lived on the twilight side of the hill. For love's a rose that never grows without the kiss of the morning dew. And every Jack must have a Jill to know the thrill of a dream that comes true. And you and I are just like they. For all we know, our love is just a kiss away. For you are on the morning side of the mountain, and I am on the twilight side of the hill.
For love's a rose that never grows without the kiss of the morning dew. And every Jack must have a Jill to know the thrill of a dream that comes true.
And you and I are just like they. For all we know, our love is just a kiss away. And you are on the morning side of the mountain, and I am on the twilight side of the hill.
Thank you, folks, and thus endeth this evening's little cantata.
Well,
it only remains for me now to thank the lovely Dinah Shore for dropping in.
I enjoyed it, Beauregard. I really did.
Well, you're powerful sweet to say so, Honeysuckle.
Who's going to be with you next week?
Next week, Dinah, our program assumes a very serious character. An air of solemnity is going to prevail. Rigid decorum will be the keynote as we play host to Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
can't be the same Martin and Lewis I know.
Those is the boys, yeah. Say, Dinah, this is National Apple Week, so as you go out the stage door, I want you to help yourself to an apple. There's a big basket of them there. Have one on me, huh?
Thanks. I don't care for an apple right now, but have you got the money basket around?
Now, you're joshing me. You're funning with me,
ain't
you?
No,
well, good night, honey.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Dinah. And remember, folks, the next time you buy cigarettes, sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Buy a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today!
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Truth is the free world's most deadly weapon against communism. Join the crusade for freedom and help build more freedom stations for Radio Free Europe. Send your contribution to your local crusade committee or to General Clay, Empire State Building, New York City.